USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Florida judge has blocked an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis that banned mask mandates in the state's schools. Tallahassee Judge John Cooper lifted a stay of a ruling from last month that said the state couldn't punish districts for requiring masks. Several districts, including the state's five largest, had defied the governor's order and enacted their own mask policies. The state education board has responded by threatening to withhold the pay of those school board members who voted to put a mask mandate in place in their district. And the World Health Organization is calling for a pause on COVID booster shots until the end of the year. The WHO's director general said Wednesday that richer countries should put a hold on offering the third doses and make those shots available to poorer countries who have had a hard time of obtaining enough doses. Israel has already begun offering boosters to those who've already received a two-dose regimen, and the Biden administration has targeted September 20th as the date that boosters will be available in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Efforts to get the remaining Americans out of Afghanistan continue, but some critics say that it's not a high enough priority for the Biden administration. Tim Berg has more.
The State Department continues to work on evacuating American citizens and Afghan allies who helped the United States in the war in Afghanistan. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes President Biden for not doing more to get Americans out of the country.
You don't go vacation in Delaware. You don't go campaign for Gavin Newsom next week. You focus on the fact that there are still Americans left behind in Afghanistan, and that should be the number one focus of this administration.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the number of Americans stranded in Afghanistan remains unknown. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And on the eve of the opening of the 2021 season, the NFL is becoming a highly vaccinated league. ESPN reporting Wednesday that at least 94% of NFL players have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with 99% of staff partially vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
President Biden will roll out his plans Thursday to combat a surge in COVID cases. He's expected to announce a six-pronged plan that's expected to include a new push towards mandating vaccines, expanded testing, and pushing measures to keep kids in school. Dr. Seja Hathi is an attending physician at Johns Hopkins University, and she tells CBS News that there are several elements of that plan that are vital to see as we move into the winter months.
The first is testing. We need a dramatic increase in test availability, both PCR testing and rapid testing in communities and at home. Two, masking. We need high-quality medical-grade masks available to everyone, and both these masks and rapid tests need to be affordable. Ideally, they should be free. Third, we need transparent, publicly accessible, and dynamically updated data systems. We have no national data, if you'd believe it, for the hospitalization rates among fully vaccinated folks. We don't have a national genomic surveillance system. We're flying blind amid the most devastating surge this country has seen to date. I hope that we see more information around vaccine mandates at minimum federal standards for what vaccine credentialing systems should look like. We need a targeted anti-misinformation campaign. And finally, my sixth prong would be greater global investment. And hopefully we'll see that in more equitable distribution of vaccines globally.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.